From K101, your undisputed Tri-State sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul and the bucket drop.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Elk City, Oklahoma, and Merritt High School, the home of the Oilers, as we get ready for a huge Class B versus Class 2A battle between the home team Merritt Oilers and the visiting Hammond Warriors. Good evening, everybody. I am Trent Caldwell, and joining you here for a little matchup, a couple teams, maybe a little bit different size difference in the school, but talent-wise, these are two of the best teams in the state in their respective classes. Hammond going to come in ranked second in the state, and Merritt in 2A is ranked 11th, and these are two teams that are real familiar with each other because they just saw each other a week ago, and we've got the rematch here for you tonight. You're not going to want to miss this one. Got some great basketball coming your way here in Beckham County. We'll be back right after this to get you previewed and get you tipped off here from Merritt. It's the Oilers and the Warriors right after this on K101 and Round Ball Roundup.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. To 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Welcome back here to Elk City Merritt High School. Get ready for the Merritt Oilers and the Hammond Warriors, ready to tip it off here shortly. And a couple real good coaches in this one. It starts with the Hammond Warriors. Coach Leah Beer in her fifth season. She's got a state title. She's got multiple state appearances. Bloodlines run deep in the Beer family. Or actually, Leah, she's the sister of Lance Carpenter. But Coach Beer, one of the winningest coaches in the state at any level of girls basketball. She's one of the best as well. She's coached at Edmond Santa Fe, Sepulpa, Broken Arrow, and all the way down to Leedy and Hammond. So she's won at schools with 4,000 students. She's won at schools with 60 students. And she really knows how to win. And this is a team she's got ranked second in the state and looking poised to get right back to where they were. They were a state quarterfinalist a year ago, and they're looking to make a little bit further this time around and get another crack at maybe a great Lomega team. So Coach Beer, also assisted by Tabor Miller, which I believe is her daughter. Tabor Miller's the maiden name, but we have to check on that and get back. But the Marin Oilers, they're led by a good coach of their own. Jeff Doherty in his third season, he's 54-17 in three short years. So he's had three very successful ones. Merritt does have a couple state titles to their name in 1980 and 1978. But so far, since Coach Doherty's taken over, this has been a very good squad and a very tough out. And we had a chance to sit down and speak with him a little bit earlier in the week. Talk about this team. Talk about the school here at Merritt and what they can expect and what you can expect tonight from these Oilers. Here's Coach Jeff Doherty of the Merritt Oilerettes.
We are here with head coach Jeff Doherty, head coach of the Merritt Oilerettes, 11th ranked team in 2A, coming in 13-3 and rolling right now. How are you today, coach?
I'm doing good.
Now, a strong season so far, 13-3 we mentioned, 11th in 2A, only three losses to number two Sealing, who's been incredible, barely to Arapahoe at the buzzer, and then a Turpin team that's beat everybody but Hooker. But what's the biggest factor for all your success this season? You've really kind of rolled and really off to a strong start.
Yeah, we've played pretty well at times, and I feel like there's still a lot of improvement left. Our post game's been pretty good most of the year, and then when we hit a few outside shots, we're pretty good, and when we don't, we struggle. So but defense has been pretty consistent for most of the year, so we just got to keep improving in all areas and keep getting better.
Now, you lost an all-state talent last year, Jocelyn Sanders, to graduation, but you really haven't missed a beat. What player or players have stepped up this season to kind of help up pick up that production that was lost when Jocelyn graduated?
Well, we're real balanced. We've got several kids that have just kind of stepped up. Nobody's scoring just a ton of points, but everybody's picked it up a little bit. And we play a lot of kids most nights, and they've all contributed. So it's just been kind of a team effort on that part of it.
Now, your schedule in the last 3 weeks has gotten a little tougher, a lot of ranked squads in here. Did you kind of learn anything about your team down this stretch as the competition has improved heading down into the postseason here?
Yeah. We haven't shot free throws well. We've got to get that fixed. And then, we've hopefully learned that when we don't get prepared mentally to play the game, we're not near as good. So, they're working on it, and I expect us to continue to improve and get better as the season goes.
Now, you're also the superintendent. We have several football coaches who kind of do double duty. Don't have as many basketball coaches. What's the most challenging thing for you juggling your duties as coach and administrator?
Oh, just time. Got to manage your time, and I've got great people in the office that help me and got good assistant coaches that help, and so there's times I've got to be gone, but we make it work. It's a team effort. Everybody chips in, does what needs to be done.
I mean, especially in the last couple of years with, like, some staffing issues and obviously COVID, is there times when you're just like, man, I'd love to prep, I got to figure out how to staff the school today?
Yeah, well, there's my administrators, they handle their own buildings, so they do a great job there, and there's a lot of film watching late at night.
So. Now, one thing you guys did do, I read about 2017, you guys made some headlines kind of getting ahead of the curve. You went to paperless classrooms like before COVID, with iPads. You had an iTunes curriculum, some other tech-based teaching opportunities, which was kind of rare for a rural school district. First of all, did you get a lot of phone calls when COVID hit and basically asking you how to implement some of this stuff?
Yeah, we did. And we, like you said, we've been doing this for about 10 years now. So it was nothing, it was really nothing new to us. You still got to keep the paper pencil, especially down in the elementary to a degree. But, yeah, we've been doing that, and been handing work in virtually for, several years, way before COVID. So, it was not a big transition for us at all.
Did it cross over into basketball? Have you used like iPad playbooks or VR headsets or anything cool like that?
Oh, no. it's kind of still old school. We, hard work and a lot of determination and just go get it done.
Right. Well, speaking of getting it done, here with head coach Jeff Doherty, the mayor at Oilerettes. Great team coming in, second-ranked Hammond. You just saw them. They'll be looking for revenge. 47-41, you beat them a week ago. What are you expecting this time around from Coach Beard? Obviously probably going to make some adjustments.
Yeah, they're really, really talented, really nice group of girls. They've got the really good guards, and those kids have all been playing for – I think most of them are juniors now. They've started since they were freshmen, and then they added a freshman this year, the West girl, who's got some size. So they're really, really tough. And you know, we played pretty well last time, played good defense, and we'll have to do that again because I know they'll be ready. And it'll be a challenge for us.
Yeah, just speaking of Henley West, you mentioned her size. You guys held her to about, I think, like 2 points in that first game, if I'm not mistaken. What did you do that worked trying to slow her down in the paint?
Well, you know, just try to limit her touches and play good help defense.
Was anyone tasked with, like, did you point anyone out and say, hey, it's your job to kind of limit her touches? Was there somebody who was on her most of the night?
Yeah, and they just... I mean, I don't really assign them, this one, but they kind of gravitate to who they want to guard. And Addison Hartman's the one that wound up guarding her most of the night and did a great job on her. Gave up a lot of size, but still did a good job. You know, she blocks a lot of shots and does a good job of staying out of foul trouble. She's a handful.
Now, finally... going to put you on the spot a little bit here. What exactly is an Oilerette?
I do not even know. a female oil worker.
The correct answer, someone who's really good at basketball.
There you go.
Your squad has been that. It's been a great season so far. You guys are playing well here, coming down the stretch at the right time, looking to keep it going against Hammond Friday night. So congratulations on a great run, Coach Doherty. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck to you on Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back here in Beckham County. Getting ready to chip it off between the Merritt Oilerettes and the Hammond Lady Warriors. And both these squads coming in with minimal losses. Hammond coming in 17-4. Their only four losses are to this Merritt squad a week ago. The number four Weatherford, a number 11 Frontier by 2 points, and they lost to number three Ceiling. But just about everybody's lost to Ceiling, who is probably underrated even at number three. They are incredible. And this Merritt team has seen them too, and they've also beat the Oilerettes. They lost to Arapahoe Butler by a point in a very close one, and a Turpin team that's only lost two all year that's criminally underrated. So both these teams, three losses for Merritt, four losses for Hammond, and multiple wins. These are two teams that are really looking to kind of pull it together here down the stretch and get poised to kind of get into that postseason and make a run. And they got a couple different things they do well, a couple different things that they don't do well. And one of the things you want to know kind of about both these squads are some of the players you want to know. We mentioned Henley West for Hammond, the freshman, all-tournament at the Bertha Teague, which is very tough to make the all-tournament squad. She's 6'4" as a freshman, but she only had 2 points against the Oilerettes in the first contest. That'll be something to keep an eye on here this time around if they're able to limit her touches in the paint, because she will be the tallest person on the floor at any given moment. And she's really changed the way this Hammond squad played basketball. They're already were going to be really good because they brought everybody back, but now they're adding another component with her in the paint. Lets them play a little bit more inside out and has given Coach Beer a lot more versatility with his Hammond Warrior squad than they had a year ago. This was a team last year lost in the state quarters to Lomega. They got it taken to them, but Lomega was a monster last year. 73-27 was the final of that score. And this is a Merritt squad who lost in the areas to Latta 42-21. So both teams made a run a year ago, looking to make this the year. For Merritt, they as well bring back a lot of talent. They're going to start three seniors, and the scoring comes from everywhere with the Oilerettes. And some names you want to know, senior Jamie Peffer, junior Riley Hartman, they're going to be in the post. They're some of the tallest starters that they have. They're going to be tasked with trying to slow down Henley West a little bit, and they're going to have to be physical and play bigger than their size in this one. Also for Hammond, the junior, Addison Walker. She's a returning starter. She was the MVP of the Warrior Classic. She's a double-digit scorer for them. She'll combine with Jolie Walker. Sometimes they'll take turns lightening up a little bit. And those are anybody on that Hammond squad can get you a double-digit scoring night. And the same thing with Merritt. These are both pretty complete teams and pretty deep teams. And we're going to see a lot of names called tonight and a lot of different players and trying to figure out who has the hot hand and who can kind of figure out who the scoring is going to come from is going to be a big part of this. Also, another name you want to know for Merritt, Ella Porter, the junior. She had 15 points against Arapahoe Butler in the last game. She's one of those players that can score when they sometimes struggle to score. Now, that's the thing with Merritt. Sometimes they can get off to some slow starts. Sometimes they'll have trouble putting in buckets. And hitting your free throws and threes is a big shot. It's not a fantastic shooting team. They were 1 of 14 from 3 in the Arapahoe-Butler game. So they're going to like to want to get their points the old-fashioned way, screening, scoring, shooting twos. They're going to maybe have to make those threes if you want to take down a Hammond squad twice in a row. Another key in this one, no easy buckets, no turnovers, no breakaways. Take care of the basketball. You're about 2 weeks from the postseason, and if you're a Hammond, you already know who you're going to play. The Warriors have been put in a district. They're District 2. They're going to host against a Sharon Mutual Tologa Leedy winner. So both those squads, Hammond, should be able to take care of pretty easily in that district. But they do get the bye, which is nice. And they do get to play it at home. But you still want to be playing your best basketball coming down the stretch here. We got about 2 weeks left. So turnovers are big. Make your free throws going to be big, as they usually are. Another key of this game, can you beat Coach Beer team twice? She really is good at making adjustments and seeing what you did the first time and flipping it around. She's one of the best coaches in the state, and she can throw at you something that's not ready for. And this Merritt team just beat her a week ago. She's going to be looking for a little bit of revenge, try to figure something out. So we'll see how she adjusts, and then we'll see how Coach Doherty adjusts to that adjustment. So it'd be a nice little chess match going on tonight against these two squads. Here we go, getting ready for the national anthem here in Merritt, the home of the Oilers and the Oilerettes. And they just had a tournament here a week ago, that's where these two teams met in the final of the Merritt Oiler Classic. That was just last weekend when we were playing all those tournaments. So, know each other pretty well in that front. And for Hammond, we mentioned the two state titles for Merritt. Hammond also has two, and one was just in 2018. That was Coach Beers, and then 06 as well. But 17 appearances. This Hammond team's been to state 10 out of the last 12 years, 14 out of the last 17, and 16 out of the last 20. So very good history there in Hammond. So here we go. Here we're going to bring you some announcements and then the national anthem. It looks like. So here we go with the national anthem from Merritt. And there we go, the national anthem here in Merritt. Oiler Fieldhouse building has some echo to it, so as it fills up, you might hear the crowd really get into it. Now, we'll be on the Hammond side, so they might hear that a little bit more than you hear some of the Merritt faithful. So here we go, the starting lineups. Now, you start out with the Hammond Warriors coming out their blue jerseys and the white numbers. Number 11, the junior Harley Binkley. Number 13, Maley Chaney, the junior. These are the same starting four. Plus the freshman, Henley West. Number 20, Jolie Walker, the lone senior on this squad, and really the lone senior amongst lone female senior amongst most of the school. Number 23, Addison Walker, the junior, and number 24, Henley West, the freshman, going to start there for Coach Beers' Hammond Lady Warriors. And on the other side, Merritt, the home squad. They'll be the Merritt Oilerettes coming out in their white jerseys and their black numbers with the orange Merritt in the front of it and the orange letters. And their starting lineup, they're going to make a little chain. They're going to start out with sophomore Ella Porter. Senior Daly Pollard. She's maybe one of the better shooters on here. She'll be one to keep an eye on if she gets hot. She's number three. Number 13, Daly Taylor, the senior. Number 23, Jamie Peffer, the senior. And number 24, Riley Hartman, the junior for Coach Doherty's of Oilerettes. And those last two going to be tasked with being the size. They're around, right around, listed right around 6 foot, just under that. Jamie Peffer's listed at 5'11". Hartman's at 5'10". And that is as tall as it gets. On the other side, obviously, we got a 6'4 down there in Henley West. But everybody else for Hammond, is there's not a lady on the roster that's above 5'9". So they do have one player who's taller, but everybody else is a little bit on the undersized side. So here we go for Merritt, 11th-ranked Oilerettes, 2nd-ranked Lady Warriors, and what should be a good one here on Round Ball Roundup. And looks like tipping it up, if I'd have to guess. Henley West is going to be one of them, and she is indeed going to go out there to the circle, which is a circle. It's the O circle for Oilerettes, or Oilers, whoever is playing at the time. There's a big O in the center of the court with some oil derricks on either side. Here at Merritt High School, Coach Doherty getting one last quick talk with his team. Coach Doherty got a couple assistants, Bryce Abbey, Cale Hickson, helping him out on the sideline down there. And we saw Cale, he was just at Shattuck, where his father was a football coach, and he was an assistant down at Shattuck before, now up here with the Oilers. Here goes the tip, Henley West, going to tip it off. She's going to tip it with Jamie Peffer, and she's going to win the tip. No surprise there, and Hammond's going to take over. They're going left to right in the blue with the white numbers. And it's going to start on the perimeter. Chaney going to hand it back off to Harley Binkley. She flips it to Walker. Jolie Walker, a little stops, pops from mid-post and knocks it down, and she's on the board quickly for the lone senior. Now the press on real quick for Hammond as Merritt takes the basketball, looking to get some full-court pressure going. Porter picks it up. She's trapped in that dead man spot, quickly ahead to Pollard. She flips it over to Peffer. Right back to Daly Pollard, and Merritt sets up. Hounded inside. She stops right at the same spot in the mid-post, a little bit further out, and misses that shot, and a rebound by Henley West. So Hammond up 2-0 here early, 7-18. Now they have the ball back, and Binkley going to hand it off to Chaney. Back outside Walker. She's the hot hand, and 5 just like that. And already Coach Doherty wants to talk about it, trying to cool off Walker. So it's 7:09 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-0 Hammond here early. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back in Elk City, Lady Warriors lead the Oilerettes 5-0. Hammond in front at 7:09 in the first quarter, and that was a timeout. Coach Doherty just recognized his Oilerettes were not matching the intensity of Hammond here early, and just like that, they threw it away. And that was Peffer. Couldn't handle the press from Hammond. She was looking down court across the timeline, just threw it out of bounds. So Merritt coming out a little flat here early, and Hammond's been able to take advantage. Right now, inbounded to Binkley. She's going to run the point, gets it over the timeline. Goes all the way to the far wing. Changes directions, tries to spin back inside, gets into the paint. She tried to switch hands and got fouled on the See if they give. They are going to give her two shots here, and that'll be the first foul on Riley Hartman. First foul on anybody in this one. First foul on the Oilerettes. And now that's going to put Benkley at the free throw line. Nice job forcing the issue. And Hammond is just a step quicker here in the early goings. First one falls for Harley. She's got one. It's 6-0 already. Lady Warriors coming in with a little bit of fire here. Second free throw. Sheila eyes it up, spins it, looks at it, and knocked it down. Nothing but net on both of those. And they're real dialed in here early. Merritt's going to have to pick up the intensity quickly. Pollard right back to Peffer. She moves it forward. Gets it over to Porter. Porter crosses that timeline. They break the press. Back to Peffer. Now hands it off to Pollard. His man defense here for Hammond. Trying to pressure. Elbow. Long two. That's Hartman. She knocked it down. And the Oilerettes are on the board with two. 7-2. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. Quickly forward. Looking to attack. Walker. Driving kick. Outside. Chaney looks inside. She gets in the paint. Tries to bounce it inside to West. Gets it through. Off the glass. And good. And that's just good teamwork making the extra pass. It's now 9-2. And so far, the Warriors haven't missed. 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Now on the wing to Taylor. Drops it inside. Post. Peffer, she goes up, gets the foul. She's going to go to the free throw line. Smart play that time. Trying to slow it down. Get it inside of the post. That'll be the first foul on Hammond. And that's going to be the first foul on Jolie Walker. Looks like we've got a wet spot on the floor right now that Hammond trying to clean up. The free throw, first free throw, won't drop for Hartman. And we mentioned missed free throws being an issue. They're really going to, as Coach Daugherty really pointed that out, we got to start making our foul shots. That time a miss, and now down seven. They're all crucial. Second one off the back iron won't fall, and that's a rebound by Harley Benkley. 9-2 the score. Lady Warriors in front of Merritt. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Walker lofts it up to West, who just turns around, shoots, and scores. And Jolie Walker with the drive, and it's nice. She just lofted it up there. And already, Henley West has more points, and she had the first meeting between these two squads. Quickly ahead, breaking the line to Porter. Porter, one pass up underneath, left hand off the glass, and good. That's Jamie Peffer running the floor. She picks up her first two, and the press on now for Merritt, trying to give them a taste of their own medicine. They back off. Just a little bit of man pressure there for the Oilerettes. 11-4 the score, Hammond in front. Spin move inside. That's Benkley. Nowhere to go. Back outside for a long three from the wing. That's going to bounce high and go over the top of the backboard. Addison Walker on the miss. And that is the first miss for the Hammond Lady Warriors. Now we're going to get some substitutions. Looks like Taylor and Peffer are going to come out. They're going to bring in number 12, Ashley Sosa. And number 21, Addison Hartman, played well in the first meeting. Drive back outside. Long two for Porter, just inside the three-point line. It's going to be a miss. Comes right back, and we're getting a foul on the board, and that's going to be two on Walker, I think. And that's big. She started out with the first 5 points of the game, and now she's picking up a quick second foul. Both the Hammond fouls are going to her, and they're going to leave her in there. Coach Beer's saying you can't foul again. They bounce it to Porter. Free throw line. Drive. Hartman, right hand, swatted away by West. She tried to test her. And that's going to go out of bounds. And that is tough to do with 24 down there in the paint. It's going to stay here with the Oilerettes, though. Going to be inbounded by Sosa. Bounce pass. Left block. Spin inside. Left hand. Won't fall. And West rips down the rebound. Oh, throws it away, though. Trying to throw an outlet. It's going to be picked off right back to Merritt. And a foul on the block. That's going to be on West. And that was Ella Porter trying to take it up. That will be Henley West's first foul. That's the third foul already in the Lady Warriors. 4:58 to go in the first quarter. They lead 11-4. And back to the free throw line goes Merritt. This time Porter, and she short-armed it. And once again, picking up where they left off. They're 0-for-3 from the line. Oilerette's going to have to start hitting some of these to claw back into this thing. And the second one is no good. And West with another rebound. She's already got four. Quickly ahead to Walker. Now down into the corner. Right back to Jolie Walker. Thought about a three. She drives in. Drive kick outside. Benkley. A little bit of dribble weave on the outside. They get it back to Walker. Crosses over. Flips it inside to the cutter. And look, Caney got away with the walk there. Couldn't handle the basketball. No call. She's going to maintain the possession. Now they're going to get a foul on Porter on the reach-in. And Ella Porter going to get Merritt's second foul. Her first. 4:37 to go in the first quarter. It's going to stay here with the Lady Warriors who lead 11-4. Four corners, inbounds. West looking for a little bit of miscommunication. She was looking to set a screen, but nobody saw her. And now they're going to get it in anyway to West, who gets it over to Walker. Addison Walker drives, takes it inside amongst the trees and picks up the foul. She went right at three defenders. and it's going to go to the free throw line. That'll be Daly Pollard's first foul, third foul on the Oilerettes. It's going to put Addison Walker at the free throw line. She's going to try to get in the score column, and her first one up and down, and there is a big difference right now in free throw shooting. Hammond's made all theirs, and Merritt's missed all of theirs. 12-4 the score. Walker going to get another crack at this one. She eyes it up, and she knocks it down. She's got two. 13-4, all Lady Warriors. They've led from the tip. Press on again. Porter gets it across the timeline. Drive outside. Nowhere to go for Hartman. They kick it top of the key. Now down to the corner. Another long two. This time Porter. And they love the long twos. That one doesn't drop, and there's a rebound by Jolie Walker. And they just don't want to step outside that three-point line. They don't shoot it particularly well from out there. 4:05 left in the first quarter. Walker back out to Jolie. Jolie's going to shoot a long three. That's going to go off. She follows her own rebound. Nobody boxed out shooter, and she gets it back. She flips it up. Almost poked away by Porter. It's going to go backwards and saved right before the timeline by, nope, not saved. Maylee Cheney tried to tip it back into herself. Just got a foot over that timeline. Gets called for the over and back. It's going to go back to the Oilerettes, who trail 13-4. In desperate need of some offense here. Now inbounded on the sideline. A little bit of confusion as Daly Taylor trying to figure out which side of the referee to go on. There she gets it in. Everyone's stacked up at the line. They get it in. They get it into Peffer. So Peffer's out there with Sosa. It's Pollard. It's Porter. It is Addison Hartman who gets the basketball right there. And Daly Taylor in there as well. She comes around the corner, top of the key. Back over to Sosa. Sosa into Peffer, down in the paint to Addison Hartman, back outside on the wing. They give it, try to give it right back into the post, and they do to Hartman, and she missed it. She had a point-blank look at it, but she felt West on her back. She rushed the shot a little bit and missed it. Rebound, Lady Warriors. Now Jolie Walker inside on the paint to Cheney. She flips it right back to West. Great pass by Cheney to West, who is standing in the paint for a little six-footer. And Henley West already has six. Nice assist there by Cheney. 15-4 the score, 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Daly Pollard now ahead to Sosa. Now in the corner, open three for Pollard. She knocked it down, and the Oilerettes needed that one. 15-7. Hammond was starting to run away with it before that shot. 2:48 to go in the first quarter. 15-7 the score now. Jolie Walker with the ball out top. She gets it down into the corner again. And that's Bankley. She gets poked away and stolen. Goes right in the hands of Pollard. She's going to take it down into the paint. Stops right from the right block and puts it up and in. Did a nice job of the jump stop, letting the defender fly by. And just like that, Pollard has a quick five. And the Oilerettes needed that. Pollard's starting to come alive here. 15-9 the score. Hammond in front. Drive, left hand, and a foul. And it'll be a blocking foul. Addison Walker once again doing a great job just attacking the basket and forcing contact. That'll be the fourth foul on the Oilerettes, and I believe that's on Addison Hartman. It is. It's her first. It is her team's fourth. Free throw drops for Walker. Lady Warriors are nailing their free throws. Now Pollard's going to sit down. They're going to bring in, try to see who's subbing in for Daly there. Second free throw goes down. She's got four. It's now 17-9. Outed now to the Oilerettes and Peyton Fight, who just came in the game, the junior. They get it over to her. They swing it around out of the wing. Now down to the post. Fake. Peffer drive and kick outside to Sosa. She resets. They swing it next to the near wing. Get it to Peffer again. Top of the key. Looking in the paint. Poked away from behind and stolen away by the Warriors, who quickly throw a baseball pass to the other end to Walker, all alone in the hoop. Right side off the glass and good. And Steele leading to transition offense. And Coach Doherty doesn't like it. Quick start for the Lady Warriors. They lead by 10, 19-9 over the Oilerettes. A minute 53 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here in Merritt, and the Oilerettes threw a turnover right there, trying to go full court. It goes right back to Hammond, who gets the ball, and we get a miss by Addison Walker on a quick three and a rebound by the Oilerettes. And now a Tanchek foul about 70 feet from the basket. That's going to be on Maylee Chaney. Her first 14 foul for Hammond. And a minute 30 to go in this first quarter. Going to be inbounded now to the Oilerettes. Quickly ahead to Fight, and they overthrew her. Sosa was looking for Fight and launched it over her head, and it goes out of bounds, and another unforced error as the pressure from Hammond starting to bother Merritt a little bit here in this first quarter. They've already burnt two timeouts for Coach Doherty. Quickly ahead come the Warriors to Walker. Walker picks up her dribble. Now she's trapped, has to give it up. She gives it up to Harley Bankley. Now down in the corner to Chaney. Looking for a cutter. Nowhere to go. She's going to dribble it herself. Guarded by Peffer here. Peffer doing a good job on her right now. She backs it up. They try to reset. Chaney going to force the issue. She takes in left hand. She's going to get a reach-in foul before the shot. And that, I believe, is going to be on a Peyton Fight. It'll be the fifth team foul. It is on Fight. And that is the fifth team foul, sorry, on the Oilerettes. Now Sosa and Fight are going to come out. Lexi Frazier going to come in the junior. Coach Doherty will rotate a lot of players. He'll play 10, more or less, today. Now in the post. Henley West, mid-post, flips it back outside to Bankley. Didn't like it. She gives it up to Maylee Chaney, and they swing it around to the near wing to Jolie Walker. Inside, mid-post, back outside. Good ball move by Hammond. 42 seconds left in the quarter. They lead 19-9. Playing for last shot here. Addison Walker back outside to Jolie. I believe our cousins. And a handoff there by Jolie to Harley Bankley. And we're going to get a foul trying to slip the screen. Moving screen. Or an offensive foul. Couldn't quite see who they tagged it on. Looked like they, if it's on Jolie Walker, that's her third. But I think they're just going to call a turnover. They're going to call a travel there, not an offensive foul. So it's going to be a double dribble. So it is no one gets charged with a foul. They're going to maintain four fouls for Hammond. 20 seconds left. Now over to the wing, back top of the key. And the Oilerettes going to hold for the last shot, and they want to mercifully get out of this quarter. If they can get a bucket here, that's great for them. Frazier now has it on the wing. Back, drive inside, bounce pass up underneath the Peffer, who missed a two-pointer. West with another board, 2 seconds, 1 second. They got enough time to heave it, but not going to be corralled by Chaney to get off a shot. At the end of one quarter, Hammond leads the Merritt Oilerettes 19-9. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
LaShawna spent more than 5 years in foster care.
I was getting older. I didn't think I'd be adopted.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, LaShawna now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, this is permanent.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back here in Elk City. Hammond Lady Warriors making a quick 15-minute trip down here to Merritt. They lead 19-9 by 10 after a first quarter. And starting out hot, this is a way different game already than what happened in the first time. The first time these two teams met a week ago. As already you can see Coach Beer making some adjustments, and certainly dialing up the intensity to start this one. And Merritt's going to have to answer here. A lot of time left, first quarter just starting, and they're going to start with a basketball. Daly Pollard crosses that timeline. She gets it over to Lexi Frazier. Now the corner to Taylor. Taylor's in there with Pollard, with Peffer, with Frazier, and looks like with Addison Hartman. Now the wing. Frazier drives inside. Tries to drive and kick. Almost poked away, but Peffer saves it before it gets out of bounds. and they save the possession. Now they swing it, trying to cut into what's now a 2-3 zone for the Lady Warriors. A little bit of a change coming out of that timeout, or out of the quarter, rather. And now over in the Daily Pollard on the wing, and now they got to penetrate this zone into Hartman, back outside, back inside, trying to get Hammond moving. Heffer now has it. Back cutter, backside. Does anyone see her? Underneath the hoop, and a missed shot by Daly Taylor, and the fight for the rebound. They're going to get a jump ball called. As flying in there was Addison Hartman. The possession arrow going to go back to the Lady Warriors. Pretty good look. Taylor was open under the basket. Missed everything, though. Tried to shoot it too quickly. Now the press on. A little bit of pressure put on by Merritt. Quickly broken by Hammond. Now we're going to get a quick three from the wing and a miss by Maylee Chaney. And that's going to be crossing the timeline here. And that's going to go out to the wing and out to the other wing. And now to the mid post, it's going to be a block shot, and that's going to be rebounded by Chaney. Back quickly come the Lady Warriors, up 19-9, 6:38 to go in the second quarter. Now top of the key. Bit of a scoring drought here for the Oilerettes, looking to get some buckets next time around. But first, they got to stop Hammond. Both teams getting a little cold here to start the second quarter. Bankley with a basketball. And now it's a zone. Nope, still man. Looked like it was zone for a second. Nope, it's man defense here by the Oilerettes still. Back outside, Jolie Walker, wing three. She knocked it down, and there goes the scoring drought. And she's got eight. She had the first five of the game. Big bucket there. It's now 22-9. Oilerettes need to score. Frazier now drives outside of the wing, the corner, back to the wing, and they're going to get a quick three by Pollard. That's going to go long, and a rebound by Lexi Frazier. Nobody boxing out backside. Oilerettes with the rebound. Switching to cross wings, trying to penetrate that zone. Now right back, top of the key. Switching sides of the court once again. Driving inside, trying to penetrate, swatted away by West as Frazier took it right at her. You're just not going to be able to do that in this one. It's going to stay with the Oilerettes, and they're going to switch in a whole new five. Hockey shift here for Coach Doherty. Bregan Barnett now in the game. Also, Ella Porter's coming back in. Sosa coming back in. Riley Hartman's back in. Now into the post. We're going to get a foul quickly as they toss it into Porter. Cutting down inside. She's going to go to the free throw line. I think that's going to be Harley Bankley's first, and it is. The 5:33 to go in the first quarter. 22-9. Hammond leads Merritt. And at the free throw line is going to be Porter to try to cut into that lead. She bounces it high and bounces it out, and the Oilerettes cannot hit a free throw right now. It has been one of their Achilles heels right now. It's got them down big. Second one does drop, and Porter puts it in 4-1. Score 5:30 to go here in the half. Pressure on by the Oilerettes. Getting it over to Bankley. She's got to get it over. Just gets it over. Oh, timeout by Coach Beer. She thought she was going to get 10-second call, so she's going to call timeout with 5:23 to go in the half. Hammond leads Merritt 22-10. We'll be back after this on our K101 Round Ball Roundup.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here, Beckham County. Hammond Lady Warriors lead the Merritt Oilerettes 22-10, 5:23 to go in the first half. And Hammond using their first timeout of the game. Oilerettes have already used two. We'll see if Coach Doherty wants to burn another one before the half because there's still 5 minutes to go. And now man pressure on by the Oilerettes. It's Jolie Walker with the basketball. She gives it up to Addison Walker. Down the wing, lofted upside to West. Oh, and a foul. They're trying to front the inbound pass. No, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds and came back. Good defense that time. They had someone in front of her and someone behind her there for the Oilerettes. Made the entry pass tough, forced a turnover. And now the press on quickly for Hammond. Oilerettes trying to break it. They got to get it over. Oh, falling on the ground. His fight. And they're going to tie it up, but the possession arrow is going to go here to the Oilerettes. Almost a turnover. They maintain possession. Going to inbounds pass it from the sideline. Breaking out is Sosa. She gets it. Now she gets it over the timeline. Flipping it to the wing. That's Barnett. Right back to Sosa. Now in the corner. Right into the post. Right block. Hartman throws the extra pass inside. Nowhere to go. Back out to Sosa. High post. Hartman looking for a teammate. Flips it back to the other side to fight. He gives it right back to her in the paint. She takes it up inside, and West alters the shot. And that is just a tough shot down there with West waiting on it. Didn't go down. Rebound Hammond. Chaney picks up her dribble. She's going to have to get rid of it. Tries to hand it off. Kicks it off the foot, and a turnover again. So the Oilerettes really picking up the energy here in the second quarter, forcing another turnover by the Lady Warriors. Lead still 12, though. Hammond in front of Merritt. 4:21 to go in the half. Oilerettes need buckets. Porter throws it back and almost lost it. Saved by Sosa just before it goes out of bounds. She changes sides with Porter. And a little bit of communication issues here. Last couple times down the floor. Bounce pass other side. Going to get a quick three, and that's going to go all long by Barnett. It's going to bounce high and a rebound. Walker quickly ahead with the outlet pass, and it's a two-on-one break. Bounce pass up underneath. Walker right side off the glass, and Addison Walker puts it in. Bankley to Walker on the assist, and it's 24-10. That one poked out of bounds as they try to front the inbounds pass. Quickly, Hammond gets into that pressure. That was Bankley, almost came in with another steal. More substitutions. Coach Doherty. Jamie Peffer's going to come back in. Daly Pollard's going to come back in. Sosa and Fight are going to take a seat. Hartman going to inbound underneath the Hammond hoop. Pressure on here. Full court pressure by the Lady Warriors. Broken quickly. Barnett quickly ahead. Extra pass up underneath the hoop. Left hand off the glass. And that won't fall. Point blank look for Peffer. And a rebound under the hoop. And then looks like a foul. They're going to say, yep, it is a foul. That's going to be on Bankley. Six-team foul. One more, and the Oilerettes will be shooting. Just a foul on the rebound there. A little too aggressive defensively. Barnett's looking for a teammate. Finally finds up left hand off the glass and finds Peffer underneath the hoop for two more. 24-12. She cuts it back to 12 with 3:28 to go in the half. Oilerettes trying to keep fighting here. Down 12. Bankley to Walker. Walker, ball fake, puts it on the deck. Gives it back, right back to Bankley, top of the key. She's looking to drive, backs everybody in, bounce pass outside Walker for three from the wing, and she knocked it down again, and she's got the hot hand. They're going to have to find her. That's 11. She's got 27-12. Now back to Peffer, gives it back out to the wing. The answer from Pollard, it's going to bounce high, and a fight for the rebound underneath the hoop, stolen away by Barnett, tries to make the extra pass, and gets it poked away by West and out of bounds. And just tough to pass in that paint with those long arms in there. Now Barnett's going to take a seat, and they're going to bring back in Daly Taylor. Taylor going to inbound it under the hoop, flips it mid-post. Porter drives inside amongst the trees. Tough shot won't go, and another rebound by Henley West, but almost stolen right back. Walker comes and saves it. Good hands there by Porter, and Walker picks up a dribble. Porter's all over, and they're going to have to burn another timeout. Coach Beer not happy with that. 2:43 to go in the half. Hammond leads the Merritt Oilerettes 27-12. We'll be back after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Gotcha!
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Back at Merritt High School, Lady Warriors lead the Oilerettes 27-12, 2:42 to go in the first half, and pressure on here quickly by Merritt as Coach Beer forced to call that timeout. Everybody took off on Jolie Walker, and no one came back to help her. And so far, Oilerettes defense much better here in the second quarter, making life tough on Hammond now. West has the ball all the way in the perimeter. That's where you want her to have it. They give it right back to Bankley. Back outside, 4-3. We're going to call it travel. Shuffling the feet on Bankley before she's tried to get the dish over to Walker. Another unforced error by Hammond. They're up big, but if the Oilerettes could ever find some scoring or some shooting here, they'd be able to come back in this thing. We're going to drive, no one stop ball, and a kick back outside. There's an open three look on the perimeter for Taylor. She missed everything, but the backboard bounces long, and a rebound the Warriors. Crossing the timelines, Benkley. Quickly back from the Oilerettes on D, back in that man. Hand off to Walker, back to Jolie Walker. From Addison to Jolie. Now they get into the post to West. She's pushed outside by Peffer. Nice job by Peffer on West. They swing it back into the corner. Walker looking at a three, said no. Picked up her dribble. Bounces outside. Stolen away by Porter. Good defense again by Merritt. Porter crossing the timeline. Bounce pass up ahead. Left hand Taylor up and in. Her first two for Daly. It's 27-14. It's a 13-point deficit. 1:26 to go here in the first half, and that one poked away, but West regathers it, almost stolen again, but goes right over to Benkley, who's going to stop and shoot a long two, and banks it in. She didn't call it, but it counts. 29-14, 1:13 to go in the half. Hartman, one step over the timeline, gets it to Taylor. She goes all the way to the far wing, flips it right back inside. Ball fake Pollard. She's going to get called for a travel. She thought about shooting it, decided against it, and really had some trouble making the decision, shuffled her feet a little bit. Hammond gets the ball back, now under a minute to go in this half. West goes all the way to grab it at half court, and they flip it over, they cross the timeline quickly. Drive, a little Euro step by Chaney inside, she gets called for the charge. That time Hartman draws it. A great defensive effort this quarter for the Oilerettes, keeping them hanging in it. And that will be number two on Maylee Chaney. Couple substitutions. This will be the first we see Taryn Fahler, the junior, coming in for Walker. Also, Mariah Espinosa here in the last 52 seconds making an appearance. They'll be out there with West. And looks like Addison Walker is going to stay on the floor here. As well as there's one more player out there. We'll get her name, but there's 41 seconds to shoot. Hammond in that 2-3 zone. Merritt looking for an open teammate. Porter drops it inside, blocked inside by West with another block. They try to get it to Hartman down low. West was just waiting on her, and another block for Henley West. But now another trap. This one trapped right at the timeline. It's almost stolen away, but Walker has to come get it. Addison Walker drives, kicks outside, and gets the ball to Justice Espinosa, the freshman. That's the other player that's in. So two of them, Justice and Mariah. Justice with it on the top of the key. They give it to Taryn Fahler. Eight to shoot. She drives long two just outside the free throw line. Bounces, but a rebound. West to put back in a foul and an and one. Oh, my goodness. She's got seven rebounds and three blocks in the first half. She just put another one in and 8 points. 4.2 to go in the half. She's going to get a chance at another one. That foul's going to be tagged to Peffer. And one opportunity for West, and she hit her foul shot. She is working on a monster game right now. 2 seconds to shoot. Merritt, half-court shot won't drop for Pollard, and that's going to do it for the first half. All Lady Warriors so far, 32-14 the score. They lead at halftime. We'll be back after this to further the halftime stats and the rest of this one coming up here at Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. using the number 6.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here at Oilers Fieldhouse, 32-14 is the score. Lady Warriors lead the Oilerettes at the end of the half. And an explosive first half there for Henley West, who has 9 points. She's already got 7 rebounds. I've lost track of her blocks, but I think she's got 3 or 4 already here in this game, depending on how many they've officially credited to her. But she's been a load down there in the post. And after holding her to 2 in the first game, this time a little bit of adjustment there by Coach Beer has let Henley West loose down there in the post. She played most of that first half as well. Not a lot of substitutions for Coach Beer in that one. She had a couple there towards the end, but for the most part, it was the 5 starters in there. Addison Walker had 8. Jolie Walker has the hot hand of 11. She's got 3 threes in this game. And then Harley Bankley with 4 as well for the Lady Warriors. Nobody in the bench got on the board in that one. And for the Oilerettes, same thing. 5 starters have all the points. They did play a lot of players. He played, as he said in the pregame with the interview, Coach Doherty said, I'll play 10. And he has indeed played 10 players. And they've all played great team defense, having trouble putting the ball in the hole right now. Davey Pollard had 5. Jamie Peffer had 4. Daly Taylor with 2. Ella Porter with 1. And Riley Hartman with 2. So spreading it around, but they're going to have to hit some foul shots and going to have to really do a good job, better job of blocking out there in the post. That last time had pushed Henley West under the basket. She was still able to reach out, grab the rebound, get the putback, and put it in, as it is hard to guard that much size out there. Right now the freshman being a little more assertive than she was a week ago when these two teams played. So we'll see what adjustments they have lined up here for the second half. Coach Doherty going to go in there and try to throw out something out new here. Both teams have burnt 2 timeouts. Both teams really managed to stay out of foul trouble there in that first half as well. So we'll see just what the second half has in store for us. Right now it's 32-14 at the half. Hammond Lady Warriors lead the Merritt Oilerettes here in Merritt. We'll be back after this with the second half of the girls' game. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Welcome back to Beckham County here at Merritt High School. Oilerettes trail the Hammond Lady Warriors 32-14 at the half. We do have some other scores. There's a Squirtle tournament going on this weekend in Enid, so there's some early games here. Pioneer took down Ringwood 50. We've seen Shattuck beat Morris by 20, 58-38. Good win there for the Lady Indians. Frontier beats Visine 55-45 earlier in the day. Ceiling's up on Hinton right now, 62-12 in the third quarter, as that Ceiling Lady Cat team is just an absolute monster. Arapahoe Butler leads Cheyenne 23-15 at the half. Garber is up big on Covington Douglas, 77-42. Watonga leads Moreland right now, 26-14. Looks like some other scores, not quite there. Canute and Granite, no score yet on that one. Is Drummond Pond Creek, no score yet on that one. But some various teams getting in action. That Squirtle tournament, they do a great job. A lot of different teams from a lot of different classes out there. Arnett leads Buffalo 18-10 at the half. So Buffalo giving Arnett everything they can handle there early. 18-10, that's pretty close. Closer score than we anticipated there at the half for the Lady Bison. Also, Deer Creek Lamont leads Billings 24-11 at the half. Falco and Tyrone, no score right now. And Lomega leads Timberlake 54-13. And that's what Lomega does. They're on pace for a 108-26 win. As we're going to hopefully have them for you down the stretch here as we see how the schedule plays out. We will be Tuesday. We will be in Fairview for Cashin and Fairview. We'll get a look at those two squads. Right now, I got two good ones here. 32-14. Lady Warriors lead the Merritt Oilerettes, and a big second half here for the Oilerettes, who just beat this Hammond squad, so they certainly know they can do it. And they're going to have to come out with a little bit of fire here in the second half, try to get some turnovers, try to get some buckets, and hopefully slow down West in the paint just a little bit. Here go the second half. Teams are going to flip-flop sides. Lady Warriors going to start with a basketball. They're going right to left as we're looking at it. And a quick back cut there by Cheney. She flips it around to the perimeter. Walker can't handle the pass. And they come out and save it. Bankley wants to reset. She's going to get a screen. Give it over to Cheney. Gets a screen from West. They give it over to Addison Walker. Trying to run a little bit of a pick and roll. And we get a travel on Walker. She was kind of looking to her wing and forgot to stop her feet from moving. She a little bit and get a little turnover. And that's going to be a quick change of possession, goes right back to the Oilerettes. Press on here by the Lady Warriors. Merritt going left to right again. White jerseys with the black numbers and the orange letters. They get it over the timeline. A trap now, and Hartman, she gets it away. Gets it to Taylor. They drop it off to Porter. She drives baseline, goes all the way underneath, and wisely didn't take that right up at West. Good decision by Ella Porter, just changing the floor, trying to get the Lady Warriors moving a little bit in that zone. Quick three, and that's going to be blocked briefly, and West is going to grab it. Looked like Cheney got a piece of that. Quickly, they bring it back to Maley. And Hammond with the basketball. They drive inside the three-point line. Nowhere to go. Walker gets a screen. She steps around it, shoots it from the free-throw line. It's going to be a miss off the front iron. They're going to fight for the rebound, and they're going to say out of bounds and over to Hammond. They're going to maintain possession. Maley Cheney's going to inbound it underneath the hoop. They're going to stack right in front of her. She flips it over to Walker on the wing. She comes up firing from a deep three, and she hit it again, and she's red hot. Jolie Walker with her 14th point already. Her fourth three. 35-14, 6:44. And between the outside shooting of Walker and the inside presence of West, Merritt having a hard time defending the inside-out game right now for the Lady Warriors. Now in the corner, Taylor. They flip it to the top of the key, and Daly Pollard slows it down. Swing over to Porter, far wing. Swings it back to the near wing. They step inside for a long two for Pollard, and she hit it. Didn't rotate fast enough, and Pollard made him pay. She's got seven. 35-16, and a quick turnover there in the defense. Nice job by the Oilerettes. Knocking the ball off Walker. They get the basketball back on the sideline. And we're going to get a first substitution of this half. So already they're going to bring in Ashley Sosa. And they're going to take out Daly Taylor for the Oilerettes. Sosa's going to immediately come in and inbound the ball. She gives it up to Pollard, right back to Sosa. Now Peffer into the post. Back outside. Wing back into the corner. Poked away by Walker. They were trying to make a cross-court pass. Jolie Walker picked it off. It was intended for Sosa. She gets it back over to her teammate, Addison Walker. Now Cheney in the corner said no on the three. She hands it off. Drive. Walker takes it inside. They're going to get a foul, and I think this might be on the floor. That will be on Addison Hartman. And her first foul. Second foul. First team foul for the Oilerettes. Hammond going to inbound. They get into Cheney. She faked the pass to the left, took it inside, but blocked underneath by number 23, Jamie Peffer. Good block that time. Good defense, Merritt. A 4-on-2, and they try to bounce pass it under the paint, and almost stolen away by Hammond. It was a 4-on-2, and great defense there by Binkley, who ran all the way back to the block, almost got a steal. So tried to save it, threw it out of bounds. Going to stay with the Oilerettes, who trail 35-16, 5:41 to go in the third quarter. And now Pollard, top of the key, over to the wing. Now inside to Peffer, way outside, who's in the very high post. They pushed her all the way out to the perimeter. Now they flip it right back inside Addison Hartman, the mid post. She throws it out to the wing and threw it right through the hands of Sosa. And another high pass to Sosa goes out of bounds. Another turnover. So both teams turning the ball over a little bit here to start the third quarter. Quickly inside to Hammond. Streaking down the floor is Binkley. She goes all the way to the baseline, flips it back to West for right about the elbow, just inside it, and she knocked down the shot, showing a little bit of range. She's got 11. 37-16 now the score. And Henley West been as advertised so far. In the paint, Hartman. She's got West on her back. She's got to get rid of it. The crowd wanted 3 seconds. Said she drops it off to the baseline. And they finally going to call 3 seconds. It's a little bit late whistle. Going to go back to the Lady Warriors. Another turnover there. Addison Hartman's going to come out. They're going to bring back in Riley Hartman. Press on again here for Merritt. Quickly. Ahead to Walker. Quickly broken by Hammond. They give it over to Cheney. Back outside, Binkley. Bounce pass to Jolie Walker. Skips it over to the far wing. Maylee Cheney surveying the floor. Nobody there. Everybody's standing around right now for Hammond. She drives, kicks it back outside to Binkley. Tries to back everyone in. Picks up her dribble. Looking for a back cut. One there, but she gets one across. Flashing across the paint with her left hand. And we're getting a jump ball. As Walker was trying to take it up with her left hand, she was tied up by Ella Porter. Great defense. Possession arrow goes back to the Oilerettes. And they save a possession there. Down 37-16. 4:36 to go here in the third quarter. Hartman get across the timeline. They try to trap her. She tried to bounce it back outside, but it's poked away. It's going to go out of bounds on Hammond. Go right back to the Oilerettes. Sosa's going to inbound again. She's going to have Pollard and Porter in front of her. Hammond drops back into that 2-3 zone. Whoop. Well, Porter just hit the deck. Looks like got her feet tangled up running down there. She gets up quickly and goes over and gets the basketball on the far wing. Picks up her dribble. Skips it right back to Pollard. He's swinging around to Sosa. Now in the paint. Hartman, one dribble baseline. Flips it back outside. Good look on the wing for three and rattles home for Daly Pollard. She's in double digits with 10. Good game here for the senior. 37-19 to score. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. More pressure by Merritt. They just get it over to Walker. Almost gave another steal. Now getting up in the man defense. Kick back outside. Three. Cheney. And long. Goes long. Bounces long. Goes right to Walker in the backside. Who takes it right back up and in. And Jolie Walker lighting it up with 16. They're going to have to find 20. Quickly forward to Sosa. And broken by Merritt on that press. Nice job not letting everybody get set. Now they set up their offense into the post. Hartman, West on her back, blocks it right back to her. She's going to try it again. Blocked again. Two blocks in a row by Henley West on Riley Hartman. They stolen away by Hammond as they tried to flip it out to the wing, and that one's stolen by Maylee Cheney. Jolie Walker back to Cheney. And now back to the top of the key. That's Binkley. She drives into the elbow, picks up her dribble, flashing across to Cheney with the left hand off the glass, picks up the foul. Taking it to the hole on Hartman. Riley Hartman going to pick up number two. That'll be number two on Merritt. And that's going to put Maylee Cheney at the free throw line. Her team leading by 20, 39-19. 3:09 here to go in the third quarter. That one's going to bounce out. And she did not take her time with that. She got it and fired it up. A couple substitutions. Addison Hartman going to come back in. Bregan Barnett. We're going to get Peffer to take a seat and Hartman to take a seat. Going a little smaller. Is Coach Doherty. Second free throw falls for Maylee Cheney, and that is her first point. Bounce pass inside. Quickly, Merritt takes it. They make the extra pass underneath and up off the glass and missed by Porter. It'd been one pass too many. Hartman tried to, she already had it on the block, tried to bounce pass it to the other block and missed that time. And Binkley going to call for a travel here. She was trying to drive and kick and shuffled her feet. Coach Beer upset with that decision. Press on quickly here for Hammond. Inbounded into Porter, or into Pollard, rather. Daly Pollard going to take it over the timeline. Drive inside. West standing there. She pulls it back out. Three. Quick three by Sosa, and she hit it. Big bucket there. Ashley Sosa keeping the Oilerettes hanging around. Makes it 40-22, 2:37 to go in this third quarter. A lot of time left. Poked away by West. Ball's on the ground. Bodies go after it. Hartman comes away with it. Gets it up to Sosa. Flips it inside to Barnett under the hoop. She's blocked from behind. Goes right back to Porter, who puts it up and in for two. 40-24. And now reach in foul that time on the Oilerettes. They got a little too aggressive coming up with that steal. That'll be the third foul on Merritt and the second foul on Ella Porter, who's going to take a seat here. So Pollard and Porter both go to sit down. Daly Taylor is going to come back in here. Looks like Taylor's out there. Peyton Fight's in there. Sosa's in there. Looks like Addison Hartman and the referees are going to have a conversation. I'm not sure what this is about. Addison Hartman's in there as well for the Merritt Oilerettes and Bregan Barnett. And crowd is really getting on these guys. And I think we might get a technical foul. That's a tee. They are going to tee up what looks to be Addison Walker. I'm talking to Coach Beer about it right now. Taryn Fahler is going to come in. And she's going to have to sit down. Not sure if she said something or what was going on. Hammond crowd is going to be a little upset by this. They're giving her a hand. She's going to go sit down. That'll be a foul on her, a technical foul. And that's going to put Ashley Sosa at the free throw line to shoot the free throws. First one up and in. She's got four. Makes it 40-25, and a little chance for Merritt to steal some momentum, go on a little run coming out of that technical foul. It's the first team foul of Hammond by the half, or in the half. Both free throws go down for Sosa, and that was something they struggled with in the first half. They start hitting their foul shots. The Oilerettes can claw back in. Hammond back in that 2-3 zone. Merritt going to have the basketball, 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. It's 40-26. Fight over to Sosa. Thought about it. Now over to Taylor. And she gives it back to the corner to Fight. Right back to Sosa. She calls Barnett over to her. She gives her the basketball, top of the key. They give it to Taylor. High post. Hartman back outside. Top of the key, 4-3. Barnett rolls out on her, and West swallows up the rebound. Doesn't matter if you box her out or not. Her arms are so long. Another board for Henley West. Now Cheney over to Addison, or Bankley on the far side of the wing. She's going to drive and kick out to Walker. Walker to Fahler. Taryn Fahler shows ball, drives inside. She's double-teamed, flips it out to Walker. Three corner, and she hits the deck hard. She rolls around, and a rebound, though, and Hammond off the miss. Shot went long. And Lady Warriors going to maintain possession. They're going to get a long two. That's going to go off the back iron for Cheney. A fight for the rebound underneath the hoop. And they're going to blow a whistle, and that whistle, I believe, will be the third foul on what looks like Addison Hartman. Hammond's going to maintain possession. Fourth team foul on Merritt right now. That one tipped, but goes right into Bankley, who drives down to the block and flips it back outside to Cheney. Now Cheney drives into paint, drive outside. West, quick two. It comes up short. She short arms it, but kicked and off the leg underneath the hoop of Taylor. It's going to stay here with Hammond. Tough break there. The miss came back fast at her, right at her legs. Goes out of bounds. They're going to loft that all the way up to the perimeter. Jolie Walker's going to corral it. Shows ball. Dribbles inside. Or tries to take it inside. Nowhere to go. So she flips it back out to Fahler. She takes a few steps inside and kicks it back out again. Nowhere to go. Good defense here. High dribble. Almost got away with a carry by Bankley. She flips it inside to Cheney. Back outside to Walker. 4-3 from the corner. That goes long, and West gets the rebound again. They boxed her out. She still grabbed it. She takes it in, gets fouled, but they're going to call a travel before the shot. No foul. Moved her feet. Got her own board. Tried to shoot it again. And walked with the basketball. Goes back over to Merritt, who leads her trails 26-40 with the Oilerettes. Looking for a bucket. Taylor inside of Hartman. She drives in the paint. Stops. Kicks up the foul. Oh, tried to get the bucket as well. Tried to shoot a little hesitation shot in the post. She's going to go to the free throw line. A couple big ones coming here. Second team foul on Hammond. And that will be the second foul on Henley West. And that will put Addison Hartman at the line. Shoot a couple, 38 seconds to go in the third quarter, and she hits the first one. She's on the board with one. Cut it to 13 with 38.9 to go in the third quarter. This can make it 12. A steal and a bucket could possibly cut it to single digits. Coming into the fourth with a second free throw. Won't drop. Fight for the rebound underneath, and Fahler rips it down. Over to Walker. 34 to shoot. Pressure on by Merritt. They get it ahead to Cheney. Slows it down. Brings it over the O of the Oiler. Hands it back off to Jolie Walker. Corner. Open three. Fahler fakes a shot. Drives into the paint. Nice decision. Takes it off the glass and good. She got him to bite on the ball fake. Took everybody into the hole where nobody was. Got 2 points. It's 42-27. 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Taylor with it. Sosa, she's going to try a three. She just hit one. That's going to bounce long. Fight for the rebound. Come away with it by Addison Hartman. Takes the shot up and picks up another foul. Good rebound that time by Hartman. That foul going to be, I believe, on Fahler, which will be her first and her team's third. And with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter, two more free throws for Hartman. Her team trailing by 15, and she went long with it again, and the missed foul shots really hurting the Oilerettes. Another opportunity here, though, to cut it to 14. 2 seconds to go. Going to have to quickly get back on defense. Second free throw for Hartman is up, and it is long. Rebound by West. Another board with 1 second to go. She's not even going to attempt a shot here. At the end of three quarters, Hammonds led from the tip. They lead the Oilerettes 42-27. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Wouldn't you do anything to protect your family? No matter who you call family, when you get the flu shot, you're protecting them, especially those at higher risk if they do get the flu, like people with heart disease, diabetes, or obesity. The American Heart Association reminds you that getting a flu shot is particularly important this year and helps protect your health and the people you call family. Choose family over flu. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Back here at Merritt High School, Hammond Lady Warriors lead the Merritt Oilerettes 42-27. 1 quarter left to play, and the good news for the Oilerettes, they actually won that last quarter, 13-10. They're going to have to win this one by 15 in order to try to bring it into overtime or more if they want to win it. Back outside to Bankley. She drives in mid-post. They kick it back out to Jolie Walker. Cheney, pass fakes, puts it on the deck, looking for a teammate, gives it to Addison Walker. Picks up to Hubbard, dribble, flips it to Cheney, flashing inside in the mid-post. Nowhere to go. Good defense here by the Oilerettes, playing man defense. Peffer down there on West, trying to front her in the post. And the blocking foul is trying to get ahead of her. Was Porter. She's going to get tagged with that one. And that will be her third. Team's fifth. Hammond maintains possession. Nobody's shooting yet for either team. Nobody in the bonus. Now it's going to be inbounded under the hoop by Cheney. Flips it over to the corner to Walker. Right back to Cheney. Curls around the screen. Stops. Shoots. And rolls out. And a rebound. Fight for the rebound, but tipped right to West. Peffer couldn't quite corral it and went to West, who grabbed it back outside to Bankley. He's wide open on the wing for three. That won't go. And good box out underneath by Peffer on West. And then they go and try to steal it. And a foul. Too aggressive there by Maley Cheney, who tried to rip it from Peffer. Tags are on the arm. That's going to be three on Maley Cheney. 14 foul on the Lady Warriors. Oilerettes maintain possession. They're going to inbound it underneath the Hammond hoop. Full court pressure here by the Lady Warriors. 7:13 to go in the game. 27-42. Hammond leads 42-27. Now over to Hartman. Hartman in the post. She's got West on her back. Flips it out to the wing. Open three for Pollard, and she hit it. Daly Pollard's got 13, 42-30. Look now, it's a 12-point lead. A lot of time left, 6:51 to go. Bankley, handoff. Walker wide open for three is Cheney. That's what they wanted to do, and she missed it. Rebound again, that time by Peffer. They give the ball back up to Pollard. Gives it right back to Peffer, and they reset. Wing That's Taylor. Picks up her dribble. Now they swing it the other side. Pollard, she's open again. Hand in her face. Oh, in and out on her, but a rebound. Backside, a block on the putback. West with another block on Porter. Baseball pass, other side. Addison Walker, left hand off the glass and good. And the block turns into offense just like that. Addison Walker in double digits with 10. Lead back to 14, 44-30. Lady Warriors in front of the Oilerettes. Got a good look. Just wouldn't drop down. Went down, came back out again for Pollard. Nice rebound on the backside, but West has just been enormous down there in the paint. Into the paint to Hartman, who turned. She had Walker on her back, who fouls her. She's had her hands straight up, but that's a pretty good call. Hartman turned. Picks up the foul on Jolie Walker, and that will be, I think, three, and it is three on Jolie Walker. Going to put Hartman at the free throw line. Going to have to make the free throws down the stretch here. Trailing by 14 are the Oilerettes, and she rolls it in. That's her third point. Makes it 44-31. Hammond in front of Merritt. Second free throw upcoming for Riley. She eyes it up. She breathes. And that one's nothing but net. She's got four. And we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Beer. So with 5:54 to go, 44-32 the score. Lady Warriors lead the Oilerettes. Back with the last 5:54 coming up here on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Beckham County, 44-32 is the score. Hammond Lady Warriors lead the Merritt Oilerettes in game one. Going to have the boys coming up right after this, so do not go anywhere. Another good one there. A couple teams looking to get their ship together as we head into the postseason. It's going to be right around the corner. We got districts coming up. We've already seen the Class A and B district assignments have come out. And now everybody else who's in the upper class is kind of jockeying for position as we head into that postseason. Another year at the Big House. Not quite yet when we step away from the Big House. Could be some changes, though, this year. Could be looking at some schools, like much like we did last year in the COVID year with everybody playing in the Big House. No satellite locations, possibly. That one poked away by Peffer. Almost stolen on the press. Goes right to Walker, though. Quickly head to Addison Walker. It's a 3-on-2, and she decides not to take it. She pulls it back out, dribbles out, and gives it to Bankley. Bankley back to Addison. Addison drives inside. She's guarded by Taylor. They kick it back out to Bankley. Bankley trying to back in Pollard. Kicks it back to Jolie Walker. They swing it back around to Addison Walker in the far corner. Got Taylor on her, trying to shake her. Picks up her dribble. Lofts it over to Bankley again. She drives inside. She's got it all the way down the block. She turns, shoots. She got Pollard on her back. She missed it. Tried to throw up that little baby hook. Wouldn't drop. And a rebound by Merritt, who trails by 12 and can cut it to 10 or less here. 5:09 to go. Taylor, top of the key to Riley. Or to Peffer. Peffer down into Riley Hartman in the left block. West pushes her all the way outside. We're getting a long two for Hartman, and or for Peffer, and a rebound by Hartman under the hoop. She takes it back up and picks up another foul. She's going to go to the free throw line again. She's been there the last three trips down the floor, three of the last four trips down the floor. And that will be the second foul on Addison Walker and the 16th foul for Hammond. So one more, and it'll be free throws on or the bonus. The rest of the way for Merritt, and Hartman knocks it down. She's got five, 44-33, and she's got another chance to make it 10. Three dribbles. She's going to eye it up. She's going to breathe again, and that's going to go long. It's going to bounce back, and West tries to corral it, and it is knocked out of bounds. I think that's going to stay here, and I think it is. That time, West trying to grab the rebound, and Merritt's going to catch a break. They're going to inbound it now under their hoop. Lead back to 11 for Hammond. Chance for the Oilerettes to make it single digits. Hartman, West on her back. Ray, and that one swatted out of bounds, but stays here. Another block in the stat sheet, but possession maintained by the Oilerettes. And there's very close to what possibly about three more blocks could be a triple-double. Now we're going to drive inside by Peffer. She's going to get fouled, this time trying to take to the rack. The fouls racking up for the Hammond Lady Warriors. And that's on Walker, and that is four, I believe. That is number four. One more, and Jolie Walker's going to have a seat. She's had the best shooting hand of the night. Peffer's going to go to the free throw line, and she missed the first free throw. Taryn Fahler is now going to come in for Jolie Walker. They're going to sit her down with 4:47 to go. 44-33, Lady Warriors lead the Oilettes. Another free throw upcoming for Peffer, and she eyes it up. She rolls it out, and two more missed foul shots for the Oilettes. Back comes Hammond. We're going to get a quick foul, trying to put a little too much pressure. That's Peffer, a little frustration after missing those foul shots. She got a little too aggressive. She picks up foul number two. That's a six-team foul. One more, and Hammond will be in the one-on-one. And flip it over to Bankley. She gets across the zero. Stops her dribble. Back outside to Fahler. Fahler to Chaney. Chaney looking for space. Almost had the ball swatted away there by Pollard. She regathers it. And that one almost thrown away. Taylor goes on the ground for it. She's going to grab it. They're going to tie her up. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow back to the Oilettes. 4:25 to go. Trailing by 11. Big possession here in this game. As Merritt just can't get it down to single digits. They've had trouble kind of getting over this hump. We'll see if somebody can get a bucket here. Now out to the just above the free throw line for Riley Hartman. She's going to kick it back out to Porter, the top of the key. Drive, Peffer into the paint. Miss, rebound though, backside, and swatted away again. Hartman got the rebound, tried to put it up, and West with another block. And she's about two or three away. I don't have the official block stats from getting a triple-double with blocks. Now it's going to be inbounded under the hoop by Merritt. They still maintain possession to the Oilettes. Hanging around here. That's going to be over to Sosa just coming in the game. A couple substitutions just checking in. Pollard with the basketball back out to Sosa. They give it over to Barnett. A little bit of dribble weave going on now. They flip it over to Pollard. Tossing around the perimeter. Pollard's going to attack. She's going to go in with the left hand. No call. And they're going to say block underneath by Chaney. Pollard looking for the call. Didn't get it. Fahler crosses the timeline. Back out top of the key. Hammond now on the attack. Addison Walker from the near wing. And she's going to get a blocking foul. And they're going to tag Lexi Frazier with that. Just coming in the game. Picking up foul number one. And Frazier is out there with Bregan Barnett. With Sosa. With Peffer. And Lexi Frazier. Oh, I'm sorry, Daly Pollard. The free throw goes down, by the way, for Addison Walker. She's got 11. Scores 45-33, 3:36 to go. Another free throw upcoming. And Walker knocks it down, nothing but net. And she's got 12. Now another Addison Hartman going to check in. She's going to check in for Peffer. And they're going to inbound the ball to Daly Pollard. 46-33, 13-point lead for Hammond. 3:30 to go. Oilettes with the basketball. Over to Sosa, near wing. Looks inside to the paint. They're just not going to throw it in there. Drive by Pollard, back outside. Frazier is going to get a carry call. And Lexi Frazier picking up a quick foul and then a quick carry coming in off the bench. Turns the ball back over, 46-33, and I think she may be coming out of here. Nope, they're going to take out Pollard, and they're going to bring in Peyton Fite. Hammond's going to stack right in front of the inbounder, and they're going to break out, and they're going to get it into Harley Bankley. Bankley over the timeline, crossing over. Back to Fahler, 13-point lead. Hammond not in a hurry. Now over to Addison Walker, over to Bankley. Into the paint. They're just driving, kicking, playing catch on the outside right now. Fahler over to Bankley. She goes down mid-post, spins inside, tries to force one up with the right hand, and that won't drop for her. And a rebound under the hoop by Lexi Frazier. 2:47 to go. But the Lady Warriors did what they wanted to do, which was kill some time off that clock. Now back out to Fite. She gets in, takes it at West. Oh, altered the shot and a miss and gets the rebound. Right after the altered shot, they're going to tie her up. Jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Hammond. And a great defense there by 24. Who didn't get a block there, but certainly made the shot a lot tougher. And then got the rebound for her trouble. 2:36 to go. Hammond with the basketball, the 13-point lead. Quickly forward. Walker, wing. She stalls. Gets it over to Bankley. Flips it over to Fahler. Man defense here. She's guarded by Barnett. Driving kick outside. Bankley. And now they're just taking it into the paint, turning around, flipping it back out to the perimeter. Walker tests the paint, says no, goes back out again. Just killing clock as Coach Beer saying, keep it out, keep it out. 2:05 to go, 46-33. And now Merritt's going to have to start getting a little more aggressive here. They are running out of time. Nobody fouling yet. Now they get a crossover by Walker, and the Hammond fans starting to clap. Just playing keep away at this point. And Maylee Cheney's got it on the wing. So 1:41 to go. This one's going to be how this one ends. And now there's finally a foul, but that's going to be all the way out by the timeline on Fight. Joey Walker's going to check into this game here. I think we're getting a timeout by Coach Doherty. So with 1:35 to go, 46-33 is the score. Lady Warriors in front of this one. In front of the Merritt Oilerettes here. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to Merritt High School. The Oilerettes trail the Hammond Lady Warriors 46-33 as the Hammond jumped out early and really hasn't looked back. And the big difference in this game, Henley West, who's been a force in the paint, and then Lady Warriors hit their foul shots in this one. And Merritt struggled from the free throw line, especially early. And that free throw, though, as we jinxed her, is a miss by Maylee Cheney. Minute 32 to go. Oilerettes flipping it all the way down. Thought about a three, and Coach Doherty said, shoot that thing. And she finally does as Bregan Barnett knocks it down. She was wide open. They gave it back to her, and she finally shot it and hit it. It's a 10-point lead. Now Merritt needs some steals. 1:16 to go. Going to have to foul here shortly. They've got Walker out there. Win at 11. Playing catch. Bankley gets it. She gets around everybody. Instead of taking it into the paint, she wisely dribbles it back out, trying to kill more clock. 1:03 to go. Catch on the perimeter, and there's a reach-in foul. That one's going to be tagged to Lexi Frazier. It's going to be foul number two. It's 59.2 to go, 46-36. It is 1-1 for Walker. First one, up and down. She knocks it down. Second free throw upcoming. And that one up and down. So two there for, sorry, that was Maylee Cheney. Two free throws for Cheney. She's got three. It's 48-36. Lead back to 12. 51 seconds to go. Sosa with the basketball. With a fight down in the paint. Spin. Hartman. Shot off the back iron. Tipped around. Goes right back almost to her. Nope. Goes instead. It goes to fight. She tries to throw it back to the perimeter and overthrows her teammate. That's going to be over and back. She was trying to get it outside to Sosa. And a turnover by the Oilerettes goes back to Hammond. 39.1 to go. The Lady Warriors going to move to 18-4. Oilerettes going to drop to 13-4 here. Got some more substitutions. Coach Doherty's going to get in some more bench players. Chloe Stout, Katie Hendon going to come in. And one more looks like Jaden Darla. She's not going to make it in time, but Jaden Darla going to check in next dead ball. They flip it over to Maylee Cheney. Now the Hammond with the basketball. Starters still in for the Lady Warriors. With 25 seconds here to go. And the crowd going to start to clap. Looks like we're just going to have a dribble it around if this clock runs out. With 15 seconds to go. So revenge for the Lady Warriors. Dropped a game to the Oilerettes a week ago. Came back in and got the W. That's going to do it. 48-36. Hammond takes down Merritt. They're going to move to 18-4. The Oilerettes dropped 13-4. We will be back with halftime stats. Wrap this up and bring on the boys game right after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.